listening to Seattle's sports leader.
Yes, sir!
93.3 KJR-FM Seattle. An iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
A Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here at Virginia Mason Athletic Center. We're wrapping up the show. Practice over a few hours ago. Newsy day here as we bring you headlines here. Brought to you by... Is it Buddy's Goodies Glass or VenueKings.com? No, let's go VenueKings. Ah, VenueKings.com. You want tickets to any sporting event in the world, Jim? VenueKings.com on an 80s throwback Thursday. We celebrate the greatest decade in all of the land. Music, pop culture, art, food... Microwave food, the 80s, they had it all. That's why we celebrated.
That he'd agree the 80s were the best, guaranteed. Everyone thinks the 80s were the best. Best basketball played in the 80s.
Good basketball in the 80s. What'd you have? What was your favorite thing in the microwave? They still have those Hot Pockets. Can you still get
those? Love a Hot Pocket.
Can you still get those?
I think you can. I do enjoy a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't? Yeah. Especially like when one side of it's frozen, the other side's scalding hot. I think that's a treat. Which side am I going to get? The scalding hot or the frozen side?
Yeah,
let's see.
You can't wait long enough so you burn the roof of your mouth every time.
Oh, it's beautiful. Chris for Anthony Kidd has been the Red Box. Smooth, smarter way to watch a playback at the studio. We'll be back in our normal time slot tomorrow, 10 to 1. We're just filling in for Softy and Fain for a day. Softy back on Monday. Fain will be back tomorrow, I believe, live here at the VMAC. He's covering a Storm game right now. We talked a lot about the Seahawks. Obviously, newsy day. DK Metcalf gets a deal done, which is a great deal, not only for the Seahawks, but, man, I had a really good deal for DK, man. 3 years, $72 million, 58.2 guaranteed, $30 million signing bonus, highest ever for a wide receiver. Jamal Adams out indefinitely. Don't know when he's going to be back. He's going to get another opinion on his surgically repaired left hand, which he had fingers fused and was bothering him yesterday in practice, and Pete Carroll has no timeline on his return. So he didn't shoot down that surgery would be an option. If he has surgery, I mean, now we're talking about missed games.
Yeah, Pete sounded like he was in the dark a little bit on that. On several things.
Well, like, I haven't heard it
surgery
yet.
Or no surgery, we're not sure. Timetable, not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, what the questions were like, but, you know, hopefully somebody said, hey, Pete, did this catch you off guard or by surprise? You know, and he would have fielded that well and just said, well, no, you know, we're okay. It was something that happened during practice.
Because he knows how you're fishing.
Yeah.
He's smart enough and he's savvy enough.
Yeah, and then when he goes back and talks to Schneider, he's like, can you believe this?
Well, his contract kicks in this year. Four-year contract last August, $72.5 million, $21 million fully guaranteed. Kicks in this year, includes salary cap numbers that increase significantly in the final three seasons of the deal, 23, 24, and 25. However, there is no more guaranteed salary beyond this season, according to overthecap.com.
Hmm. So you're on the hook for this one final year. Then you can cut bait. It's probably what's going to happen.
I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... He's been it's just been a disappointing trade. But, again, I'm not going to sit there and criticize the team for what they did. I was pro... getting him. I was all on board. I mean, I liked it. I always love how they're aggressive.
I forget what all they gave up, though. Didn't they give up two firsts?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love how aggressive they are with this stuff. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But to the credit, there were people that didn't like it immediately. You know, this is what we talked about yesterday on the show. That, I mean, now when the sports talk radio auditors come out, they'll be right and we'll be wrong. But, you know, and then you'll get your audit check back for how many sports hot takes you got right. But
I don't think, do you remember what the Jets fans' reaction was to the trade?
I do, because we had Jason Smith on, who's going to be coming up at 7 o'clock, who hosts the night show here at Fox Sports Radio, along with Mike Harmon. We had him on right away, and he said, you'll regret it immediately. And he was right. He's been right.
Well, and then there was the part of it where he was disgruntled and kind of forced his way out of New York. And
it's not kind of disgruntled. That's exactly
yeah, and it seemed like the Seahawks wanted to avoid that type of situation last year when they gave him the
contract. But you know him.
The contract.
He gets so excited. Do you want to come sit in the shade?
No, I'm really enjoying this.
You're sitting right in the sun, and you're getting burned a lot.
Oh, this is great.
Come on, right here. You want to come over here?
No, I'm fine.
You don't look
I'd rather be in the sun than
you
be
You look like you're sweating. I mean,
no, I know, but I'd be too much into your zone.
Come into my zone.
No, I don't want to be that close to your zone.
I mean,
I'd rather just sweat.
Listen, you are dripping sweat.
I would rather just sweat.
But, Jim,
You're dripping sweat on your arm. You're dripping sweat. And I feel for you. Like, hey, kid, if something happens, you know, with his age, if he does, something happens here in the heat, you know when they do the news? What are you doing? Are you jumping in the sprinkler?
Yeah.
All right, Jim's going in the sprinkler. Hold on, let me get this on video. Well, you're really running fast. I'm going to tell you that right now. Kid, he is running out to the sprinkler, and he is going to go into the sprinkler. This is the type of stuff that's going to get us never welcome back here if you run in the sprinkler here. And that's a long jaunt for you. That's a good 50-yard run. He is in said sprinkler. Sprinkler has hit him in the face. And now he's, I mean, you are all wet. Good for you, sir. Now, how long is it going to take you to run back? Why do your knees, when you run, they, like, shift out to, like, the outside? What the hell's wrong with you? How did that feel? Good sprint. You still kind of got it a little bit. You know, we're going to get a note from the PR staff and the front office that we're not welcome back anymore. You just got drenched. And they shut it off. They shut it off. I mean, it captured all on video. How did that feel? Yeah, I did. It looks good. Huh? You head to toe, you got soaked. I told you, you were hot. Huh?
Feel good.
Put the headset on. Feel good?
I feel great. Wait, look, they shut them off and then they put them back on.
No, that one, the one that you went in shut off. But that guy right there who's coming out here now is
who's
going
that,
to,
though?
Well, I don't know.
We're,
we're
going to
be kicked down. He kind of looks like a hobo.
Oh, man.
You
I'm
are an American icon. You jumped into the, how did that feel?
Felt great.
And it went right in your face. You're like a dog.
Yeah.
God.
Felt like turf out there.
I know.
That was good.
Can't wait to jump in the water. See, now are you refreshed?
Yeah, but I'm sure they'll be like, all right, we can't have people going out on the field. Remember, Bob Christopherson? I love
him. It's going to be an email.
I love him, but you couldn't set even a toenail onto that Mariner field.
So do you think we're going to be asked not to come back here since you ran out on the field? I think there's a good chance.
Hopefully.
Should I not tweet the video?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, whatever.
What I mean,
I'll be
I'm like what do I care at this point in my life? Really, I mean, seriously, like. You know, like, Rich Moore calls me in tomorrow and says, you know, that's unacceptable.
First of all, we're
going to have to fire you. Well, okay, I've been through that before. I mean, I'm 65, you know,
hey,
what the hell. Put me out to pasture, glue factory, whatever.
We're never coming back here because the practice always starts at 1:30.
Well, I know, but what difference does that make? We could come out here at 10 o'clock before practice and get interviews like we have with Freddie Swain because we're not going to gain anything from looking at
practice. Hold on, we're not coming out here before 10 o'clock.
No, but if we came out here at 10, we'd probably have a better chance of getting interviews of guys.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay, why?
Because I just don't want to drive over here.
Oh, okay. Well, you drove your boat today.
Well, that's just a one-time thing.
Oh.
So, you're too hot, so you went in, you went.
How bad was I limping?
Really bad. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, God, I'm just, yeah.
What's wrong with those legs?
My knees are shot.
Huh?
My knees are shot.
Yeah, they kind of buckle out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm bow-legged.
I know. It's weird.
See that?
I mean, I don't know if they're going to sign you to a deal.
Yeah.
You know, any type of contract. But I've got this up on the video. I'm going to post it here right now.
Okay.
People are going to can't wait to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the most viewed video of the day.
Look at this. We're the only two people here.
I mean, we should have star treatment here.
Can we?
We should have.
When are we able to get out of here? I'm already thinking about
grabbing
one at Dino's before I head to the kids' game.
Well, you should grab one at Dino's.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come down the boat. There's beer in the boat.
I could do that, but I got to
Circle back.
Yeah.
they will most likely I don't know what the future is for Jamal Adams, but it's not off to a great start right now, especially this year.
I didn't realize what you just brought up, though.
What?
That they can, after this season?
Well, it's just...
Is this the end of the guaranteed money?
This is the end of the guaranteed money.
Wow. Well, they at least, they gave him, $17 million a year? And at least if they can find a way to get out of it after this year. Because if he has a year like last year, they're not going to keep him at that.
Yeah, it's just, but when we had Jason Smith on, who is the host that comes on here at 7 o'clock Fox Sports, he's a Jets fan. And he just said, you're just going to regret it. He's not that good. And he complains a lot. Now, he's never been an issue, at least as far as I can know, like off the field, like complaining and being a problem within the locker room or any of that. I don't think so. I mean, I haven't heard anything about that. But in terms of his production and what he's done, I mean, if you go back and even look at the 9.5 sacks, I mean, again, and Hugh can break that down probably better than anyone. You know, a lot of that scheming, they had to scheme him to do it at the cost of other players. And then, you know, when they put him in pass coverage, it's not his forte, but you got to be able to do some of it, that he's a liability.
I always wondered on the times that he didn't get to the quarterback.
The passer rating, Hughes got the numbers. The passing rating was through the roof.
Yeah.
Was through the roof. When he didn't get home, they got crushed.
Yeah, but that was rarely brought up. I mean, you brought it up all the time, but why? But you didn't really hear Pete Carroll or John Schneider talking
Hugh
about
did
that.
He would ask. He would
and,
ask.
You know,
him
Ken
about
Norton
it.
Couldn't talk about that.
But he would ask Carroll about it, and Carroll, you know, he just would, you know, he pivots and
yeah.
They love, and I get it. They want dynamic, explosive talent, and he does have dynamic and explosive talent. But and you know, and Pete thinks he can change and you know, make someone better than they're not, maybe, and maybe he can tap into something that other coaches haven't. But
is that the biggest story of the day? I mean, did that even
is it bigger than DK?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about that after I got you know running through this or limping through the sprinkler. But
that was a lengthy
because
run.
Really
Jim has jumped into the sprinkler.
I mean, DK, that's a huge deal that they got done today, and yet when I heard the Adams news, I was going, oh, well, that's kind of troubling.
It overshadows it in a way.
A
I
little
think it
bit.
Has to.
Yeah, because the DK deal was expected, and this is totally unexpected. Well, not totally with Jamal Adams.
Well, especially coming after June, where he talked about how great he was and how great he felt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully he maybe gets his second and third opinion, wherever that second and third opinion is, and come back and they say maybe it's a minor surgery and that he only misses a couple of weeks. I don't know, misses no games. Maybe they caught it early enough in camp that it doesn't become a problem. How much does he need to be out there running through the actual practices? I don't know. But I do revert back to a line that Hugh always says when people say, well, it's just practice. And he will say, well, if it's practice, then why do they have it? If it's just practice, then why have it?
If it doesn't matter,
it doesn't
why
matter,
have it?
Then why yeah. have it? So it does mean something. And if he's not
well,
here,
especially this
problem.
Year, you got this new system you're trying to incorporate. And,
right?
and he's a part of it that's out of the ordinary.
When you were running to the sprinklers, was there part of you halfway there? Because it was about, I don't know, it felt like a 50-yard run?
Yeah.
That I want to stop halfway?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm. Are you going to wear these wet clothes to the game you're going to?
Yeah.
You'll dry off.
I'm not going home. Yeah, I'm already drying off. Yeah.
That's that hot here.
Yeah. No. I appreciate your concern, though.
Do you expect an email or phone call from somebody?
No.
Okay.
Do you? I mean, was
yeah,
that...
Probably.
Was that bad of a transgression that I ran out there and ran through the sprinkler
no.
like turf?
No.
I wouldn't think so. But
it was.
There might be one of those like, oh, God, I who's the guy out there? Oh, typical. Jeez, Jim Moore.
The best
oh my
part
God.
About it was you taking the sprinkler to the face. I mean, like full on to the face.
Well, go for it. Why don't you do it now?
I don't want to take it to the face. I've taken it to the face many times yeah. before, if you know what I mean. All right, so I'm not taking it to the face.
It didn't hurt.
Let's end on a positive note. I don't know if you heard it or watched it. I don't think you watched it. I've heard it or heard people talk about it, read a little bit about it. The KJ Wright press conference might be the best press conference that maybe anyone in this town has ever had. And I think have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, you haven't listened.
I'm going to watch it for okay. sure, though. I
and
love KJ.
And you're a crier.
Like everybody else.
And you're a crier.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and so am I. And you're a father, and you really tear up when it gets to the kids thing.
Mm-hmm.
The moment where he brought his dad onto the... Do you want me to spoil it?
No, go ahead.
He brings his...
So his family was there.
Everyone. He brought everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
He brings his mom on the stage, like, separately. Thanks her. Hey, thank you for everything you did. You know, the practices and keeping me and my brothers, you know, out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything you did. And then he brings his dad up and just the whole thank you for you know teaching me how to be a man, mm-hmm. how to be a father. I'm a father, a great father because of you. I'm a great leader because of you. I'm a great person because of you. I mean, and his dad's just bawling.
Mm.
And it's just he is we've gotten to
KJ's
know
KJ's kids there too?
Yeah, KJ's kids there. We've gotten to know him over the years, and I always say this, and I'd have to say this about him. We don't truly know him. None of us do. But you've got to know him a little bit behind the scenes. He's, you know, he's come over to the station a few times. He's one of these guys that when he sees you, he says hi and comes over and talks to you like he's a regular guy. We got to know him a little bit more because him and Cliff are good buddies. And when Cliff was doing, you know, working at the radio station, he'd always come by. And anytime we'd come out here, it was always access. And KJ's got a great relationship with all the reporters, texts them, talks to them.
He's salt of the earth, that guy.
I don't know if there's a more genuine player that has ever stepped foot in Seattle than KJ Wright.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
I don't think there's a more genuine athlete that's ever stepped foot in this town.
Puck, you say you don't know him, and I don't either, but I think he's the same guy behind the scenes that we see in front of the scenes. I just would have a hard time, and I've told this story a bunch of times. Maybe there's other people who haven't heard it. It's not that big a deal, but it was to me. I was parked outside the VMAC here one day a couple years ago, and I don't know. I was just getting at the Ridgeline doing whatever. Car goes by me, stops, backs up, window comes down. Hey, man, you all right? It was KJ Wright. You know, just kind of checking on.
That's him.
I mean, it's just like, and you know, I mean, most athletes don't really care about reporters and stuff.
And I would just say this, like, for all the fans out there who have got to know him over the years, and you don't have, the best thing is that your shorts are so wet, there's dripping behind you, it looks like you're peeing your pants after you ran this post, is that we get access to these guys a little bit more, certainly more than fans. So whatever I would say, as far as what we have seen, whatever you see as fans, he's like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
very much so.
He's just, again, I think he's the most genuine athlete that's ever stepped foot in this town.
Yeah.
He is great, a family guy. His kids, the way he talked about his parents, the way he interacts with people associated with the organization, people, you know, behind the scenes, people in the media, all of it. And, you know, what he's done in the community, it's those guys, and him and Cliff and Doug, that's just so valuable to have. That's what makes that team so special when you think about their impact that they made on this community and continue to make. Because they made this home.
Well, great human beings. You know,
great
not just great players.
Great human beings.
Just great all around.
And that's what you desire, ultimately, because we put them so much on this pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
You desire this of these athletes, to live up to this. And some don't. Some disappoint you, right? You get to know maybe somebody behind the scenes. You're like, I wish I would have not have got to know that guy. He's a guy that you're kind of glad you get to know behind the scenes.
Yep.
Because you just know whatever he kind of is going to do in life, whatever his next step is, maybe it's media or going to the front office, working with the Seahawks, he is going to impact millions of people.
He's going to be a hit. I just, you know, I look back on Olive Branch, Mississippi, and how small
what are the odds? What are the odds?
Small a town
that
is.
What are the odds of a kid coming from Olive Branch, Mississippi to make it where he's made it?
Yeah. And he'll be in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's it for us. Well, I mean, you're going to get those guys back tomorrow, but that's your problem because we're going back to really the golden hour of radio. That's 10 to 1. That's where they put the best shows. For Richard Elfain, he'll be back tomorrow. Softy back on Monday. Dave Pearson, Seattle Seahawks, Rich Gonzalez, everyone here. Bang up job as always. First class treatment out here. Chris for Anthony Kidd back in the studio. For Jim, I'm Puck. We got more coming up next year on 93.3 KJFM.